For the past 13 years, Paul Nguyen has been chronicling stories of the Jane and Finch community on his website, janefinch.com. This week, he'll be recognized for that work with the Governor General's Sovereign's Medal. The medals recognize extraordinary volunteers from across the country. And Paul is here now. Good morning and congratulations.
Thank you very much. Good morning, Andrew.
So take me back to the beginning. Why did you first want to create janefinch.com?
I started in 2004, actually kind of by accident. You know, I was just curious about the neighborhood that I grew up and live in. Mm-hmm. So I did some research on the internet and nothing really existed back then. So when I started the website, this is pre-social media. So YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, none of that stuff existed. Mm-hmm. It was still a one-way conversation on the internet. So I figured, you know what, I'll just make my own resource and, you know, collect the stories and share them with the residents. And then it grew by itself.
And so you've been at it now for over a decade. What's kept you going?
You know what? It's just that volunteer spirit. I think a lot of the residents have it. It's like, you know, when you do something, you want to just give back. Because we have a lot of issues in the community. So I think, you know, what I want to do as a storyteller is kind of share like the positive stories in the neighborhood. Try to change things around, change the reputation, and change its image.
Is there a story, a positive story that stands out for you?
There's many positive stories. Mm-hmm. I think they seldom get captured in the mainstream. Mm-hmm. So we take it upon ourselves to promote like the positive news. We've been doing it for so long. You know, there's cultural festivals. There's the Driftwood Multicultural Festival. There's a lot of events. You know, a lot of things happening in the community. So if you want to learn more, just go to the website.
Mm-hmm. You feel that the mainstream media, that they focus on the crime, they focus on some of the bad stories that come out of the neighborhood?
I think some of those stories, yeah, they get emphasized. Yeah. And the positive stuff doesn't get focused enough. So, I mean, if the media, the mainstream is missing something, we'll be there to, you know, pick up the slack in that department.
So what role do you think the site plays for the community now?
I made a lot of new friends through there, people that I would never have met normally. And I think that, you know, it's a voice for the young people. And it allows us to become authors of our own voice and not have our stories being told by outsiders. So now we have the people on the ground, the insiders telling the story that they see, that their own experiences that they can share.
So you're being recognized this week for volunteer service because this is something that you're not making money at. So how does that work?
Okay, so people like were surprised to hear that because they think it looks like, you know, a nice, well-run operation, but mm-hmm. we don't get any funding, we don't advertise anything, we don't sell. I've been supporting it myself and through, you know, the volunteer supports. We've been doing it for all this time. So I want to show it as an example that, you know what, you can be from a community like this and you can still have a lot of different ways to give back and be positive. And it doesn't require all that money. If you have a lot of heart, then you can make a difference.
That was a conscious choice that you did not want to have advertising. You do not want outside funding.
Yeah, partly because it allows us greater freedom to say what we want. And usually there's a lot of, you know, divisive issues in the community. And with that, you know, without being, you know, having like a source of funding, we can just say whatever we want. And I think that's been, you know, given us a lot of popularity and people kind of respect that because, you know, we can say what the real issues are.
Was there a moment where you really went out on a limb and you said what you wanted and you said something controversial or
maybe not me personally, yeah, but I have other members of the website. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think a long time ago we had issue of like police installing the cameras in certain areas of the community. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, many of the residents would say, yeah, they like it, but there's some people who don't like it because they mm-hmm. feel like it's invading their privacy or, you know, why do we get this special treatment? Mm-hmm. So a lot of issues like things like that. And I try to share both sides of the story. So at least we can have, you know, it's up to the audience to listen and figure out what do they feel.
And as you understand it, why are you receiving this award?
I think it's for all the blood, sweat, and tears over the course of 13 years. You know, I really appreciate it. And it's, you know, it's always great to get recognition for doing something positive and having someone recognize it. And I hope it brings more attention to the issues in the community and raises our profile in a greater way.
What does it mean to you? What does this work mean? What does it mean for you to be recognized publicly for your work now?
It's not my first rodeo, but, you know, it's always a great feeling and, you know, any way to promote the website and to promote my community in a positive way and to, you know, to get us in the news, that's always a great feeling.
It was really good talking to you, Paul. Thank you very much.
Great. Thanks so much, Andrew.
Paul Nguyen is the founder and editor of janefinch.com. On Thursday, he'll be receiving a Governor General Sovereign's Medal for volunteers.